I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
What's good, y'all? Back again another week. You got me, Mr. Chill Out P, and you got my guy, my friend, my homie, me, Capadre. Misty.
Qualified. What's going on, people?
What's good, bro? How you feeling this week?
Bro, I can't complain, bro. Feeling good, man. Very, very productive. So things are feeling well. You?
No, for sure. That's what I like to hear. I ain't got no complaints either, bro. It's a pretty solid week. But anyway, we got some more album reviews up.
Indeed.
Yeah, we got Offset and we got Fly Guy, West Side Gun.
Yeah, was this is this his third album of the year already? Got to be at least a second.
West Side.
Yeah, I know, yeah, he dropped like three albums a year. Damn near.
I think it's his third.
Yeah, it would sound about right. But yeah, we can get into that Offset first though.
All right, yeah. First we got Offset with Set It Off. We're gonna go ahead and jump straight into it. First track, On the River. How'd you feel about it?
It was a save. It was a nice intro. I don't know what I was expecting. I don't know if I was expecting much, really, to be honest. I think I just kind of went in. Yeah, just kind of open to whatever he was gonna give us. But yeah, it was a nice track. I saved it.
Yeah, no, definitely a download. It was a good intro track. Like, definitely a better intro track in comparison to albums that we listened to last week, you know. But no, for as far as expectations for this album, no, I didn't really have like high or low expectations. I expected a good project at least. But the promotion around this album had me curious, like what this album was going to be. That is one thing that I definitely had to say. The promotion around this album, like the Kai stream, the clothing, all of these collabs that he had, the party that he had, you know, that where we first heard the Don and the Travis and even that Playboy Cardi snippet that came out. But yeah, first track, intro, solid, download. Track two, Say My Grace.
Yeah, download. definitely going on the gym playlist for sure.
Yeah, the beat, crazy. Download, crazy, for sure. Yeah. Track three, Worth It.
I think it had to grow on me. I think the first time I listened to it, I wasn't a huge fan. I don't think I ever disliked it. I just didn't think it was great. But the second and third listens around, it grew on me more. So it ended up being a download after a while.
Worth It is perfect to me. Like, you really can't go wrong with Don Toliver too many times. So
agree.
Yeah, that was a download for me. For Broad Day.
Not a save for me. I don't think it's a bad song. I was just cool on that vibe, I guess. I mean, it makes sense, though. That type of collab, I guess, would typically sound like that. But I was cool on it, personally.
Yeah, no, I was cool. It was a skip.
Yeah, for sure.
Five, Fan, Fuck Them Niggas and Them Bitches.
this was the single, I believe. Yeah. It was a save, though. I don't think I was surprised that I was, like, actually impressed by it. But I think I was a bit surprised by like how much I like it. Like I really enjoyed the record. And I don't know if it's I don't think it's because of how it fit in the album per se. But let's say nonetheless.
Yeah, no, I like when Offset has his Beyonce moments. Like when he step out and he be like, you know, I'm him for real. Like I'm really him. And I feel like this is one of his I'm really him moments. So even the video was like a extra'd out, like I ain't see how the concept was gonna match up, and it did. So yeah, definitely a download, definitely fire track. Six, yep. Freaky.
Skip.
Hard skip with Cardi. How about the Van?
So I don't think the song enough was long enough for me to actually like dis. I don't think the song was long enough for me to actually dislike. But it's definitely not a save for me, though. So I don't know. I don't know if it's a song that'll grow on me or not. But it just felt forgettable.
I feel that. While I feel that, I fucked with it. Like, I don't know, it was catchy enough for me to download it to where it's like, oh, if this come on like while I'm driving or something like that, I get to ride up. Because it's
Very
not a
fair.
long song.
Right. Very fair. Very valid.
Don't You Lie, track 8.
That's a save for me.
Yeah, it was a save for me also. Yeah, Future Flow on that. That was nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm On was kind of the same to
It
me.
was cool, but for me it was a skip.
Fair. It was a save for me.
I feel it. Big Dog 10. The beat was hard. It was a
Hard
download
to
for me.
say. Download for sure. Yeah, B was hard.
Night Vision. It was a skip. And this should have had Travis on it. Like, yeah, I was waiting for Travis to come in. Like the way it's set up and all this, it just sounded like Travis supposed to be on this, but it was a skip for me ultimately.
Yeah, skip for me as well. I think I don't know. I just didn't really. I just want a fan of the record. He kind of has these like dry moments in the album, I guess, and I think this song would be one of them to me, in my opinion. Skyami 12.
I fuck with this. It was a download.
Yeah, it was a download for me, very early. Well, I don't think I expected to like it. I have no idea why. I just didn't think I would, but
Yeah,
definitely
that one that
came
started
through.
off weird. Like it started off different than how one of these songs in this like run started off weird and then it finishes
It
nice.
might be this one. It might be
Yeah.
this one.
But yeah, no, it was a download though.
Yeah.
Dissolve was a skip for me though.
Interesting. It was a download for me.
Feel it.
Download for me. Yeah. It kind of flowed right after Skyami. I don't think it's a standout track, but within listening to the album, it was something that was download worthy.
How do you feel about Finest Can Be?
Shit, actually hard as hell, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't
I
know I
downloaded
was.
it, bro.
I downloaded it, bro. I don't know. I didn't know what. I know Lana was like rising, quote unquote, right now.
Yeah.
I don't listen to Lotto a lot. But you know, from things I've heard, like I mean, we know Lotto can rap.
Yeah.
I don't consider myself a Lotto fan, but I was somewhat, you know, intrigued on how this was gonna work. But B was hard. I feel like she delivered, you know, verse from her singing, you know,
Definitely.
solid. So yeah, download for sure.
It was Bust My Watch. Sample was tough. It was down low for me. How'd you feel?
Sample was tough. I think I wanted to like it more than I did. I wouldn't call the song a skip, but it wasn't a download for me.
Dope watch. You was cool on it, or are you scared?
Doughboy was a save, actually.
What's the name of the song? Oh, Dope Boy. Yeah, my bad.
You good.
Dope Boy. Yeah, I was cool on this one. Just skip.
Yeah. Princess Cut, Chloe.
Skip. I wanted to like it, but Chloe ruined the song. And that auto-tune was unnecessary on her voice, like the amount of auto-tune.
You know, I figured you would say that. I don't think that she ruined the song. She didn't help it, but I don't think that she ruined it. But yeah, I wanted to like it as well, but it just didn't, for lack of a better word, forced. Felt a bit forced as a collab. So,
Yeah, no.
Jealousy.
Jealousy.
It was a single. It's cool for a single. It's cool for a collab between them two. Not something I feel like I'm gonna be replaying a lot.
This should have been on cardio.
Well,
All
yes, but
right, I
I
could
don't
have
know if
seen
we're getting
jealous. Who cares? But it just would have worked better for a cardio album rather than his album. It was a skip for me on the album, but as a single, it was cool.
Yeah, that's fair.
But Lame It On Set.
Download.
Definitely download.
Yeah.
Upside Down.
Download.
Yep, another download. How we felt about the last track, Healthy.
He could have left that off. He could have left that off. For me, I just
It sounded like the old Travis Scott to me, and I fuck with that sound. like the old I forget the name of that album, but it sounded like, you know, when Days Before Rodeo type shit, like that type Travis. So I fuck with it. It was a download for me.
Yeah, I had to pass. Just as an ending track, it did absolutely nothing for me. And being at the end of within the last three tracks for the last song to be the drop off, I wouldn't call it disappointing. It was just like that's not a song I'm downloading. But yeah, that's the album. 21 songs. I don't want a 21 song Offset album again, but who knows? Probably can't do nothing about that. But thoughts, general thoughts, reactions, takeaways from what's this Offsets? This is a second studio album. Guess we were supposed to get this about a year ago, which would attract, but you know, obviously with what happened with Takeoff, it got pushed back. But yeah, general thoughts and takeaways.
Overall, as an album, I don't think that it was bad.
Agreed.
Well, I do think that he tried hard, and I think that that's clear, and it's not a bad thing, but he may have tried too hard. And his effort may have caused there to just be too much fat, and he could have trimmed that. Like, we didn't need 21 tracks on this album. We didn't need as many singy-songy songs as we got. The rap songs that we did got was hard. He could have probably cut, like, one or two. Shit, as far as the singy songs, he probably could have cut that down to, like, two of those. The singles was cool because they were singles, but I don't think putting your singles on the album really is necessary anymore. But for purpose of sales, I get it. But yeah, that would be my thoughts on this album.
No, I like how you put all that. I pretty much feel a lot of the same way. Like I said, I don't think I really had like super high expectations for the album. I'm not like a huge Offset fan. Like I respect Offset and I'll listen to the project, but I don't have any attachment to it. So I kind of just went in just, you know, kind of, you know, just trying to figure out what we was gonna get. What we did get, I agree, is him trying, and I respect that, you know, he put effort into the album and it wasn't lazy, it wasn't just throwaways. I don't know if it's about a pass as much as like he just experimented too much. I don't think he has to. I think Offset should feel comfortable in the pocket that he is the most comfortable in. And I feel like he should be okay with that being his lane and not necessarily feel the need to experiment and be more pop or have that sound because we don't necessarily need that from him. But yeah, can't not trying. Can't not, you know, just being open in the studio. I'm a fan of most of the collabs on the album as well. So I think he found a lot of artists that work well with him. And I will say this album, as much as he kind of overdid it, it did show off his ability to be versatile, which is respectable for him, given coming from the group, like considering what their roles in the group are, him having or him showing versatility on this album, I think is huge for him as a solo artist. So that much I can add to what you said. But I feel like you put everything pretty well. Rating. How you feeling?
I think I got like 11 or 12 songs downloaded out of 21. Feeling about a good C plus, C, 6.5, 6.5.
I give it a 7. It's
All
all.
right. I was gonna say 7, but I was like, I don't know if I'm being too nice.
No, it's a 7. It's a 7. It's solid. It's a. I mean, I guess it depends on your expectations for Offset, but I feel like you got a lot of good music from Set off this
For
project.
sure.
So yeah, so I definitely would consider it average, not stellar. I don't think he exceeded general expectations, but I would say he met them for the
Not as
most part.
much rap as the first project. The first project, from a rapping standpoint, was definitely just like all rap. So it was just like code. It was better as an album to me. But this album wasn't worse. Just like to say that this album was worse, I couldn't say that. This album was just more experimental. It gave us a little bit more, and some of that's You just had to cut out, but it still was good music on here.
Facts. Agreed. Agreed. Well, yeah. That was Set It Off by Offset, second studio album. Getting to this next one, man. The Fly God. West Side
My
Gun.
God, West Side Gun, and Then You Pray For Me. So, track one, Fly God did with A.A. Rashid.
Think Rashid. Speaking intro, so don't have, I mean, he has a lot of speaking in a lot of
He
his
talked
albums.
this shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh,
It
for sure.
was a down low
Absolutely.
for me. It was
I
motivational.
mean, I didn't download it initially only to see how it, flow within the album. But from an album perspective, yes, definitely download.
Track two, Mama's Prime Time, West Side Gun, Jid, Machine Gun. I mean, sorry, Conway the Machine. Somebody else was on that too.
I'm a fan of the song. I think that I don't know if it was that I don't know if I expected more or what, to be honest. But all that to say, it ended up being a download, but I guess I was a little bit underwhelmed by it, if that makes sense.
No, I completely understand. It was West Side for me on this track. West Side was lackluster on this track. Conway and Jid carried. Both of their verses was hard and like fit the song. But his, even though West Side don't always fit, it still fit or makes sense on the song. This one didn't really do it for me. But yeah, still ended up being a download just for Jid and Conway though.
Facts.
Three Coasters.
That was a download.
It was hard, but it was a skip for me.
Is it because of Benny?
Yes. And I'm not a Benny hater. Like, I fuck with Benny on some shit, but this, yeah, nah.
This shit was hard, bro. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what you got
It
against Benny,
was
bro.
hard, bro, but I just couldn't, I couldn't get into it. Like, it felt big. You know, like in the sense of like colossal, like Lil Wayne said. But no, like it felt like that. Like it felt hard. Pause. Yeah, that was a crazy description. Rewind. But yeah, nah. Anyway, track four, 1989. It was lit. It was down low. It gave Lil B vibes a little bit, which was crazy.
As much as the production pocket stayed the same and what you would expect from a West Side Gun project, it still had this sense of being a little varied. Maybe not all over the place, but it definitely was varied. It was different pockets of the same realm. And I think this song is a prime example of that, but still a download, nonetheless.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see. Suicide and I'm sorry. Suicide and Selfridges. West Side Gun and DJ Drummer.
Yeah, that was a skip for me.
It was a skip for me too. Kitchen Lights was a masterpiece though. It was a download.
Kitchen Lights. I think Kitchen Lights is a song that might have to grow on me. I might have to hear it more.
Interesting.
I do not dislike it, but it also, I think it just has to do with West Side Gun and the album. I think if I heard the song solo, my reaction might be differently, but within the album, it's a lot listening to a West Side Gun project. Like it's an experience, yes, but it's a lot. So I feel like this song just kind of fell victim to that. So ultimately, not a download for me.
Interesting. Fly guy two times.
A download.
Yeah, it was a download for me too.
Download.
Dunhill featuring Rick Ross.
So it's a skip, but I like that the production let me know that it made sense for Ross to be on it. I don't feel like Ross impressed me on the track per se, but I don't think it's a bad song. It just didn't, it just felt, I don't know. It just didn't really like move me, I guess, for real. So yeah, it wasn't a download for me.
See, I like this one because of West Side. Like, I feel like his verse was solid. Like the bitches you dumb. Like even asking at the end of his verse, that shit was cold to me. Like, I don't know. I fuck with the whole song. But yeah, Ross didn't really do much to like amaze niggas on this shit. But it was still down low.
Prayer.
Track 9, House of Glory, was still God.
End up being a skip for me as well.
Yeah, I feel like the song was funny, but other than that, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
JD Risk.
Also a skip for me.
The beat was crazy, and the Trapaholics combination was nice as hell. I wanted to like this song, but yeah, it was a skip.
Yeah.
Disgusting. How'd you feel about it?
I don't know what about it, but it was a download. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but it ended up being a download for me, like a surprising download, but
I
nonetheless.
wanted to like it in the beginning, but ultimately it ended up being a skip for me.
That's real.
Chloe featuring Ty Dolla $ign.
Download.
Instant. Yeah,
Instant
that shit was an
download.
instant download.
Instant.
That Westside fit on that bitch so perfect. And then Ty Dolla had a verse. Ty Dolla gave us a verse. That motherfucker was nice. So
Yeah,
yeah.
that masterpiece of a song for sure.
No, for sure. Track 13, LL Bull Gun.
A save.
LL,
It's a
LL
save.
Bull Gun, my
It's
bad.
a save. It's a
Yeah,
download. Yeah, it's a download. I liked it.
no, for sure it was a download for me too. Babylon Bis.
I feel like I really like the beat, which made me really want to like the song, but ultimately it ended up being a skip.
He was talking
Was
on that
talking.
motherfucker. He was talking on
It
that
was
motherfucker, but yeah,
talking.
it was a skip for me too.
Yeah.
Ultra Gazelda. This nigga Denzel Curry walked
I said,
God.
hey, bro, no, this was one of the songs I had to go. I had to keep checking. Like, what song is this?
Yeah.
What song is this?
He not even angry, Zelda. That was
Bruh.
the cra like what?
This is crazy. But yeah. Download. Major download for that one.
No, for sure. 16, Jalen Rose with Bodie. Niggas know how I feel about Bodie.
The download as well.
It's a down low, yeah.
Yeah.
Steve and Joni.
Steve and Joni was not originally a download, but I, within listening to it the first time, I kept thinking about the track though. Like a couple tracks later, I was still thinking about that track, like going back and forth. Second listen, yeah, it's a download for me.
Yeah, it was a skip for me, but I feel you going back, maybe when I go back, it might be a download. Mr. Everything with Jeezy.
Ended up being a download.
Yeah, I feel like can't really go wrong with Jeezy feature too many times.
You
So yeah,
can't.
it was a download for me.
Yeah.
Freddie J's.
That was a skip for me.
Not gonna lie, First Line and DJ Holiday. It was a download for me. Yeah. Like just off the First Line and DJ Holiday.
You know, I could definitely see how it is a download for you. I can see how it's a
Yeah.
download for some people. I think this was just a not my cup of tea type of thing. But yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
I feel it. The Revenge of Flip's leg.
That was also a skip for me.
Now I'm aware of Rome Street stuff. That nigga can rap. I wasn't aware of, I don't think I've ever heard a song by him, but Rome Streets, you can rap, bro. Shout out to you. But yeah, it was a skip for me as a track.
Yeah, I mean, no, rapping was the highlight of this album for sure.
Yeah.
Gotta appreciate that. But yeah, that final track, and then you pray for me.
Yeah, title track, last track. Casey really was the only person on the song. I don't think Westside had a verse, a word, anything.
And honestly, that was okay
Yeah,
for
it
me.
was a download for me.
It's a download.
Maybe
That was okay. That was cool. I was like,
Westside produced this track though, because I know he do be doing that shit too. So maybe he
maybe.
produced this track. And if that's the case, good job.
Because the track is beautiful as well.
Yeah.
Just like the beat is Yeah, I love all the elements of it. So
And I love ending the track with more of an R&B vibe, just how he started the shit with monologue, and then we go into him yelling throughout the whole album and shit like that. And then it ended on some smooth shit. It's like perfect, bro. It's really West Side. I think we might have had this conversation about West Side before. West Side makes art. Like, West Side is not a rapper. West Side is an artist. That nigga make art. He make masterpieces. He make, I don't know, creme brulee and like, shit like that. Like, something special for you. You feel me? Like, it's gonna take a little time.
yeah, he is a. Honestly, I feel like if it was not for West Side's voice, if it was not for Gunn's voice, I think the reception would be way larger than what it already is. Like, he already has a core fan base of, like, I feel like true, hip hop heads. If you somebody that really, whether you're from New York or whether you just really kind of into that like lane of hip hop, like he has that fan base. But I feel like if he had a voice that was more, for lack of a better phrase, marketable, maybe
Yeah.
he would be reaching a bigger audience. But to the point of him making art, I think that's probably the thing I respect the most about him as an artist, is that there's always, what's the best way to describe it? I think West Side Gunn is the equivalent in, if you want to call it gangster rap, right? I don't know if that's what you want to label it as, but it's probably something else that's a little bit more specific. But that lane, West Side Gunn essentially is or does the same thing that I feel like Larry June does in that pocket of rap. Like, their brand of rap is so specific that, like, once you a fan, like once you kind of brought into that, like, you're gonna rock with whatever they do because they're consistent. And their brand of rap and music in general that they put out. So he kind of puts me in the mindset of that. So yeah, definitely agree with the art piece though, for sure.
He definitely an artist that has a niche audience, like in the mind of like Dog, but also like a Tyler or J. Cole, or like, just people that have, these niche audiences that will follow them and fuck with their music no matter what, for sure.
Raiden.
That's top of seven.
Yeah, we don't need 21 tracks from West Side Gunn. We don't need 21 tracks
That's
from.
been my problem with both albums today.
Yeah.
And that's really all it is. We just don't need 21 tracks, because that's why I wanted to go 6.5 on Offset shit, because of the amount of just trimming that you have to do. Like, damn, I got to cut off half of your album. How can I not knock you for that? And then, like, shit, even with this shit, it's like I like West Side more. So
Right.
biasly, I want to give him a 7. But honestly, the amount of tracks that we had to cut from both albums, they're up to 6.5s.
Using that metric, right? I would using that metric, I'd agree. I think that at least maybe more so for Offset than West Side, I think that I think what I like about Offset album, well, both albums, what I like about both albums outweighs what I don't like. So if we were doing the numbers game, then yeah. But outside of the numbers game, yeah, I got the things that I dislike, but they don't overshadow, what I would highlight about the album. And if the only knock I got, because it'd be different if 21 songs on the album was an outlier, but it's really not. So since there's a lot of people dropping, albums with, a few too many tracks on it, it's like, okay, this is just that's damn near the standard length of an album at this point. So I can't knock you for throwing songs on there that you maybe, arguably didn't even want, but through streaming or whatever, you trying to hit X amount, hit a certain number or X amount of streams, whatever. So that's why I would give it that extra, like 0.5 or whatever outside of the numbers game because of the other factors. But I feel it though. I mean, it sucks because of how I think
Like,
these albums. Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
these aren't bad albums. That's
Right.
what sucks about it. Like, to call it a 6.5, motherfucker, look at that shit and be like, oh, that's bad, or like, damn, it must have not been good. But it's like, nah, when we play the numbers game, that shit kind of fudge up the number. I mean, but outside of that, I might fuck with an artist. I might fuck with certain songs off of this album. You might not.
Right.
The masses might not.
Yeah.
So how nice do I really want to be? Like on the grading scale of this album. Because if I'm too nice, then you listen to this shit and be like, damn, Pat, this what the fuck you think? When in reality, I feel like it's more of a six than it is a seven type shit. But
Yeah.
because I give it a seven, then you're thinking like, oh, it's a solid album. And you listen to it and be like, this some bullshit. Say I sent you up. No, I didn't.
No, yeah, definitely gotta take into context anytime we give an R rating. But I mean, also people gonna have different ratings anyway, because as we say all the time, people just listen to music differently, biased towards certain artists, whatever the case may be. I mean, I feel like Doja was a perfect example of that. Like, that's not an album for us. So it being a 6.5 for us, where it might be like I had somebody else say it's a 7.5. I'm like, that makes sense for you. I don't
Was it a
disagree with that.
woman?
Yeah. Yeah, like that, like it makes sense, you know what I'm saying? So it's like it's cool, but
But still, that's still only a 7.5. We called it a 6.5. So if the difference is 1 point.
I mean, I say that 1 point it still matter, because I mean an 8 and a 9 is a, that 1 point is a
But
different.
still, but I'm saying like we didn't say it was a bad album then. If we saying it's a 6.5 and she says it's
Oh.
a 7.5, for her to be a woman and a fan of Doja Cat, you know
Oh, fair.
herself.
Yeah. But I mean, well, we don't really think that any album is a. I don't think there's been too many albums that we've said is
We're
like a
not gonna
bad
listen to a
album.
bad album on this bitch. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
Facts.
because
Facts.
we ain't really got no money like that, and you know, we ain't about to kill nobody album and then get shut down.
No, for real. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Every album we like in some capacity. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But nah, man, those a couple more album reviews for you. It'll be interesting to see where the rest this last quarter of the year goes as far as music. I feel like that third quarter was really heavy. So we'll see what this fourth quarter look like. But
There
yeah,
you
see what
go,
happens.
man. You got it. Offset and West Side Gun.
Yeah, let us know what y'all think. Let us know if y'all agree with our rating on either album. And yeah. Until next album review, quick check-in. We'll catch y'all next time. Peace.